You're listening to SBS News.
Pre-pandemic levels of social mixing is causing intensifying concern over Europe's freshest waves of COVID-19 infections as governments continue to debate whether lockdowns will be on the agenda for Christmas time. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus details the concerns, warning against complacency.
Last week, more than 60% of all reported cases and deaths from COVID-19 globally were once again in Europe. The sheer number of cases is translating to unsustainable pressure on health systems and exhausted health workers. In many countries and communities, we're concerned about a false sense of security that vaccines have ended the pandemic and that people who are vaccinated do not need to take any other precautions.
Dr. Tedros has warned other countries outside Europe to prepare.
While Europe is again the epicenter of the pandemic, no country or region is out of the woods. It's important for all countries to surge their capacities now to ensure the right measures are in place to avert the worst consequences of any future waves. And we must do better at sharing the fruits of science.
After fierce debate in Slovakia, that country has now approved a two-week lockdown. This week, new daily infections surpassed 10,000 for the first time. Eduard Heger is the Slovak Prime Minister.
We have approved a state of emergency. It may take 90 days. You can interpret it as you wish. 2 weeks of lockdown is the minimum. We will reconsider it after 10 days. If such hard lockdown is not effective, then this will be a phenomenon in all of the world.
Residents will only be able to leave their homes to buy essential goods, travel to work and school, or to get vaccinated. But other European Union countries like France and Switzerland say they won't yet reintroduce a lockdown. Poland will have to tighten restrictions if it does not see daily case numbers decrease in the near future. In the past 24 hours, Poland recorded close to 20,000 cases and 398 deaths. In Denmark, the government has proposed to reinstate mandatory face mask usage on public transport, in shops and in the healthcare sectors from next week. Meanwhile, residents are happy to see one of the world's oldest amusement parks in its capital, Copenhagen, open for the festive season.
We live in a dark country during the winter time, so it's nice with all the lights, and because the sun goes down around 3 o'clock here, so it's very cozy and Christmassy, yeah.
Visitors this winter are required to show a coronavirus health pass to gain entry, but are still getting into the festive mood.
It's just getting in the right Christmas spirit, I think. Yeah, it's very cozy and yeah, you just get a nice, you know, Christmas feeling when you're here.
Last year, COVID restrictions forced Copenhagen's Tivoli Gardens to close during the Christmas season. This year, the 178-year-old tourist attraction is decked out with 1,000 spruce trees, 3.5 kilometres of garlands and 70,000 Christmas baubles. Meanwhile, in Asia, Singapore and Malaysia take a huge step towards normality in launching a quarantine-free travel lane next week for fully vaccinated people at border crossings. Singapore recorded 1,782 cases and 5 deaths, and Malaysia had over 5,500 new cases and 47 deaths in the past day. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.